gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas of all ages, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus, with your host, Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Also in the studio with us tonight, who do we have?
Lily Six.
Lily Six of Rock Rage Radio, and who else do we got here?
Yay!
The return! The return of the Hawks here!
Keith the Hawk Hawkins is back with us via Skype. We are working out different ways to have Keith on here, so we're playing with Skype. We're going to try Zoom. If you guys have some ideas on how to like make the technology work so it's clearer, cleaner, whatever, glad to hear about it, because we're kind of like winging it right now. So we're having a good time. So it's going to be a good show. Tonight's topic is the greatest hard rock and metal acoustic moments. So some of the so hard rock and metal isn't always about blazing electric guitars. There's a lot of hard rock and metal that has some very cool acoustic stuff, going back all the way back to maybe a song called Stairway to Heaven.
Yes.
Even maybe, I don't know. It's on a fun list or not, but we're going to be talking about that tonight. We've got Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio, and Keith the Hawk Hawkins has returned via Skype from all the way from Nolens. How's the food down there in New Orleans?
Yeah, you know, it's, we're hanging, man. It's awesome down here.
That's awesome. All right. Okay, no
today.
All right. All right, guys. So I hope you guys have your drinks ready, because we're going to have a good time tonight. Lily's pounding some Yang Langs. Keith's got Red Bull and Captain Morgan. And I've got my old standby bourbon with a little bit of soda in it and a great big-ass ice cube. So grab your drinks. We're going to kick up the podcast with the first jam. And that is going to be, we're going to play some, I like this band, Hand of Dimes, Pinstriped Arrogance on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Size should turn your heart to stone. cathartic.
You know, back when I was in the service, they used to say, don't show a man how to do something. Tell him what to do and let him surprise you with his ingenuity. Back in my day, you couldn't ask for no handout against the Germans, no sir. Heck, even they respected the value of a dollar, I tell you what.
It's not fair. We're not gonna score. It's like, we'll get cars, and like, we'll have like a job, and we'll like have to go like...
Okay. Hand of dimes, pinstripe arrogance, and Keith, the Hawk Hawkins is, what do you think, Keith? Did you like that at all?
I thought it was cool, man. It had a cool, like, classic rock vibe to it. Yeah, it was definitely grooving to me, so, you know, I'm all aboard, man.
Could you hear it over there pretty well and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's cool, man. That's cool, brother. All right, so today's topic is these guitars that have a hole in the middle. Whoever came up with that, such a crazy idea, I don't know. But tell us, guys, so what do you think are some of the best acoustic hard rock and metal tracks of all time? So who wants to go first? I know Keith, Lily has her worksheet. And I know that Keith has his. So who are we going to start with tonight?
I'm going to let Keith go first because he hasn't been on.
Yeah, so let's give Keith.
I was saying ladies first, trying to be the gentleman. So yeah,
well, that's why you're going first, honey.
Whoa.
Oh, that's terrible. All right. So
horrible, simply horrible.
So for me, being a huge Led Zeppelin fan that I am, the first band I ever heard, like just strip it down, we'll say, was Led Zeppelin when I heard Stairway to Heaven, and that's just an iconic song. But for me, Led Zeppelin 3 is one of their most, if not their most underrated record. There's very, like, songs on there that are, like, got a country vibe to it. You listen to songs like Gallows Pole and Tangerine and Bronyard Stomp and all these songs that are just, like, they're really taking it, the stripped-down approach to make a more very versatile album to go with the Immigrant Song and Celebration Day and Friends and things like that. So out on the tiles. So you're getting a very, you know, eclectic mix of songs, but I think that those songs are very good on that album. So I'm gonna go with a little Zeppelin at first, just to, like I said, Zeppelin 3 to me just brought it home when I heard a band really play a lot of acoustic numbers.
I mean, like those guys really, I mean, that was a huge thing for them. I mean, and of course, on, you know, we already sort of mentioned it, but, you know, Stairway to Freaking Heaven is, I mean, that's...
It's epic.
Yeah, it's, like, completely epic, and, like, yeah. It became one of the greatest rock tunes, like, in the ever known by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the most recognizable. In fact, you're not allowed to play it in some music stores. Yeah. No Stairway, denied.
You watch too many movies.
And, like, scrub the grill, and we're not...
So what else you got there? Come on, Mr. Hawkins. Come on. No dead air, buddy. This is radio.
To go a little bit to, we'll say, a band definitely influenced by Zeppelin. When I first started hearing, like, you know, when Core come out, you know, I like really liked STP, but later on, that was a heavier, grungier album. And then later on, they started doing songs like, you know, on that album Creep. They did songs like Sour Girl. They did Big Empty. So they can really strip it down, too. They did a very good version of Dancing Days. And they did their whole, like, unplugged, you know, MTV thing. So when I heard them do that and then mix it with their other heavier stuff, I really liked their stripped-down approach. I thought Weiland had a very good, you know, he was a good front man, great singer, great lyricist, so he could just kind of intertwine that with the more mellow songs with the heavier stuff. So when I heard STP do, like, you know, those songs, like, especially the Big Empty I like a lot, and Creep, those songs to me were... just classic songs by them, and Sour Girl, obviously, too.
So far we've talked about Led Zeppelin and the Stone Temple Pilots. Lily, what do you got?
I'm going to throw out Silent Lucidity, Queensryche, because I absolutely love that song. I won't turn it off anytime it comes on the
Silent
radio.
Silent Stupidity.
Yeah, it's that. You hate that song?
No, I like it. It's a joke I always made about it.
Oh, okay.
I always mess. I always screw around with song titles. But go ahead. Silent Lucidity, yeah, it's great. That album, Empire, is... I think one of the greatest albums of that era, and I really thought that actually album and that band and everything should have been like way, way, I mean, they were big, but I thought they should have been like way, way bigger. A little band from Seattle came and like blew all that stuff out, and that was Nirvana, because that happened just about the same time, but
yeah.
It's great. That Empire is like, I bought that on cassette, and I wore that effer out, man, just playing it over and over. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of Nirvana, I also have them on my list with Lake of Fire.
Like a fire.
Yes.
Down there, looks like a whole fire down there.
Except for he sounds like on the fire. He's straining his voice every time he sings it. But, I mean, I like that one, too. I don't typically like Nirvana, but I do like that song.
I thought they did a cool version of Man Who Sold the World.
It was cool.
I love that song. It just reminds me of a funeral, unfortunately, but right. I do like that song.
Bob Ridgway. Billy of Nachko. Billy the Kid's watching. What's up, Billy the Kid?
You're wanted, dude.
Oh, gosh. Dead or alive. Are you going to put that song on there?
It's on there already.
Say, talk about it.
I hate Bon Jovi. I hate them. However, wow. Sorry.
Wow.
One of my least favorite bands.
Hate is such a strong word, Lily.
Hate. Hate. I wouldn't even go if it was a free concert. However, Wanted Dead or Alive is on my list because it is a good acoustic song, unfortunately.
Hey, can I chime in on that one?
That guitar riff is so iconic.
It's good.
Thank you. What's up?
Did Wanted Dead or Alive start the whole MTV Unplugged thing, yes or no?
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
That's what I heard, man.
No, what started the...
You credited that for them. You credited John and Richie. Wait, one second. Teacher's talking. Yes, you in the back.
Mr. Katya.
Yes, you in the back. Go ahead.
Really, what really made the MTV Unplugged thing, and I hate to have to give the devil's due, was the Nirvana Unplugged. Yes, they were doing Unplugs before that, but Nirvana Unplugged is the one that like kind of blew it up. It totally blew it up.
You don't feel John and Richie doing that on MTV Music Awards or whatever wasn't the one that kind of like launched that whole idea? MTV credits them for that, just saying.
Yeah, well,
MTV's wrong.
MTV's just happens to be wrong about that. What happened? What they were trying to do? Everybody saw an opportunity to go like, oh, I don't have to write any new songs. I could just take my old songs and play them acoustic. And I think that a lot of bands really failed at that. And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I do not like. I liked almost none of the acoustic things, even the Alice in Chains. I think they're a great band, but I want to hear Alice in Chains crank up those guitars and be real rock and rollers, and not Bon Jovi, you know, trying to be soft and mellow. No. Love's Baby Soft is a perfume. It is not.
Is it still?
It is not music. Okay, so Nirvana. What Nirvana did was they did something original with the Unplugged thing.
Mm-hmm.
They did something a little bit different. They brought in other songs. In fact, Kurt played this really weird guitar that had an electric guitar pickup on. He played with distortion and stuff. So, I mean, I felt like, I mean, I hate to be such a defender of Nirvana, but I think what they did with that Unplugged thing was really unique and very, very cool. Whether you like it or not, whether you think Nirvana's a great band or not, like, I thought they did something very cool.
It worked.
But most of that stuff is just a big jerk off to, like, you know, oh, we'll make more money with the same songs, we'll play them acoustic, and it's just like, why? That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. What do you think, Keith?
You got a Super Bonnet gig coming up for some, man? Is that what you're doing with this?
No, in fact, I think I got fired from that band.
I'm sassy, bro. I have to get it out there.
Tyler Gray, what's up? Mark Sambuco, what's up, guys? We got some folks hanging out with us tonight.
Hi, guys.
Tell us some of your favorite acoustic stuff in hard rock and metal. What are some of yours? Think about it. We're going to play another band, and then we're going to come back and rock this whole thing out again. Keith, the Hawk Hawkins, live from Nolens, and Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio is hanging out with us tonight. This is a band that I discovered about a year or so ago. I know they've been around a while, but they put out a record called Headspin, which I think is absolutely kicks ass, and... they're called the Butcher Babies.
Yes.
They've got two female lead singers in the band that, like, I totally, like, I'm not worthy, you know, whole thing going on. But the Butcher Babies, Headspin on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
My body is out. Whatever, butt munch.
Okay, that is Butcher Babies! Butcher Babies! What do you think there, Big K? We got the Big K Diner in Narlands. Narlands.
I liked it. I love Girls with Cream, so that's a good thing, man. So, yeah, it was very kind of yin and yang with the vocals. But, you know, I don't like the screamy vocals, but at least that was only part of the song.
But a girl that can scream like that.
It kicked me right where it comes, man.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, I want to take a look here because we got a bunch of comments on Facebook.
We had quite a few comments on Facebook.
Yeah, so Facebook wants to, like, here we are. Okay. Facebook is trying to, like, hide my comments. I want all the comments, Facebook. Sure. Give them all to me. So, okay. Kerry Jacks K, all the way from Juliet, England.
Ew.
His picks were Queen, Innuendo, Rush, Closer to the Heart. What do you think, Keith? Closer to the Heart?
I have it on my list.
That's a great jam. And, Halloween, Pink Bubbles Go Ape. Is that your little mischievous pick there, Carrie? Pink Bubbles Go Ape by Halloween. That just sounds like a little Lawrence Welk kind of thing, Pink Bubbles. But anyways, so Carrie, thanks for chiming in. Andy Bounds chimed in with a bunch, man. He has Laguna Sunrise by Black Sabbath, Right Turn by Staley, Cornell Arm, Mosquito Song by Queens of the Stone Age, Black Balloon by Monster Magnet, Hanging Tree, Desert Session, and Could Have Lied by Red Hot Chili Peppers. So thank you. Dave Morse chimed in with Journeyman by Iron Maiden, which was listening to when we started the podcast. It's a very cool jam, so appreciate you guys chiming in. Tim has Blaze of Glory and If I Close My Eyes Forever. Is that on anybody's list, If I Close My Eyes
Forever? That's not on my list.
What about you, Keith? Did you have that on your list?
Sorry, man. I wasn't really
I've always dug that tune. I thought it was a great, and it's a cool duet. We should do one on hard rock and metal duets.
I agree.
I think that Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne thing was like, is sort of hair metal as it was. It was also very, very cool to hear those two do a song together. It was like,
cool.
So it's very good stuff. And some people chimed in with stuff that that they didn't type in English. So that's great. Oh, Guthrie Govan has Erotic Cakes by Guthrie Govan, or I don't know. I don't know what that is. But Robert Leroy Johnson, whatever you said, I can't read. Thank you. And I said, No Excuses by Alice in Chains. You know that song, Keith?
Of course. Alice in Chains is on my list. I like everything that Alice in Chains has ever done. I think they're a great acoustic band, along with being a great rock band. When Lane was alive, they were one of my favorite bands ever. And I had the chance to see them twice. I thought they were amazing, and they wrote really good songs, electric and acoustic, and I really liked everything they did acoustic. I liked the whole Sap and Jorah Flies record. I thought were amazing from start to finish. There's not a bad song on either one of those records for me. I really liked those a lot. I mean, the way, especially too, when you're stripped down like that, I mean, the vocals are really going to carry a lot of stuff. So the way Lane and Jerry's voice just like are like peanut butter and jelly, man, or peas and carrots.
Well, you know what? You reminded me of something when you were talking about that, because I just want to remind the audience out there, please share the podcast. Because when you share the podcast, you help promote the bands, and I just want to chime in with that real quick. So, you know, if you see the video, share the video. When you see put back up, like if you see it on iTunes or Player, Stitcher FM or Player, or if you see it on Podbean, whatever, wherever you see it, please share it, because it gets these bands some promotion, and tell your friends about it. So last week I had somebody tell me, oh my God, you restored my faith in rock and roll. And that's exactly what we're here to do. So I love hearing stuff like that. So if you hear great bands on here, please share it, let people know about it. Dr. Jody Ferlizzi from Carnegie Mellon University is here, as well as Jason Pinkney.
Jace.
Yeah, so he's got Fade to Black by Metallica. So we haven't even talked to, we haven't even mentioned the N word, the M word. So you guys got any thoughts on, you, Lily, Keith, got thoughts on some of Metallica's acoustic forays?
I would say that Metallica definitely came out with Fade to Black way before the one that I think they're more known for as a more ballad type. Even James Hetfield was like on this certain Black album, we'll call it. James Hetfield said, yes, we actually wrote a ballad. When Nothing Else Matters comes out, I remember all the metalheads in my neighborhood just turning tail and be like, screw this. They threw them under the bus where their wheels were still rolling over Lars's face. So, Nothing Else Matters, wow. I thought was a great song, though. It had a cool vibe, and Metallica, to me, always got my respect for the fact that they weren't afraid to do something different. When other metal bands were, like, sticking to their guns, and I know that's metal, man, but Metallica pretty much was just, you know, doing their thing, and I think they've kind of had some success, if you know what I mean. So, I mean, they weren't crazy.
Really? You think Metallica had some success?
Nah.
So that's just where that's
such a little band.
Matters. I mean,
it's a little band.
Song also, but Nothing Else Matters was very, you know, that it's a ballad, man. It's one of their, you know, big radio hits off that album, which spawned several off that album. But like I said, with that one, they kind of struck a nerve with metal fans everywhere. But I think a lot of bands have kind of cashed in on being heavy and then going and doing the acoustic route. You look at the bands like Staind, Aaron Lewis kicked ass doing like a lot of like It's Been a While, Outside. This band's come out swinging with big heavy songs, and then they do a little bit of a stripped down thing, and he has a good voice, is a good songwriter, and still has that charisma to cross over to do something else. I mean, the guy put out a freaking country album not too long ago.
Well, you know, you're making me think of
Corey Taylor.
Yeah, it made me think of Corey Taylor. Like, check out, you guys, if you haven't had a chance, just search Corey Taylor on YouTube. And there's all these shows, are the great performances of him, just like with an acoustic guitar. I mean, he does freaking, what's the song by Chris Isaac?
Wiki
does a killer version of that. It's a great version of Purple Rain, like.
Yeah.
So some of these, there's some great acoustic stuff out there. Lily, I know, is chomping at the bit to chime in. Jason Pinkney said, what about I Remember You by Skid Row?
Ugh,
no, Jason. You hate
Skid Row. I love Skid Row, but I have a whole grouping of power ballads, that was going
to
be in there.
So Lily is going to jump in now. We're going to give Lily the floor here to talk about her, because Lily is a big kind of 80s rock kind of person. So go ahead, hit it. Give it to us.
Okay, so there's... Obviously, ballads are going to have acoustic. It's just a thing. So I kind of grouped all the like 80s power ballad-y stuff together. So I have Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison, More Than Words Extreme, Patience Guns N' Roses, To Be With You Mr. Big, Skid Row, Thank You Jason. So there's a whole bunch of them. I didn't write them all down because I didn't want to get into every single one, but they're all about, you know, the
what's
same.
What's the song? And probably the only song by Poison I really, really like is the... We both lie silently still in the dead
that's
of the
every
night.
Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, I think it's a fun...
You like
think,
that song?
I think that, like, I'm not a big Poison fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's a cool song. And actually, you know what? I think a country artist should do a version of that. I think they could have a huge...
Oh, that'd
put
be
some
nice.
Pedal steel and violin on that. Country radio would suck that up, like, with a biscuit.
I think that they should never release a song like it ever again.
Is it a happy accident?
No. That's a mistake. Anything that Poison ever did was a mistake to me.
When you look up the definition,
especially the
of mistake,
hair extensions, huh?
When you look up the definition of mistake in the dictionary, you see a picture of Bret Michaels. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, they suck out loud, man.
I love it. Carrie, and are you talking?
You know, people say stuff about Bon Jovi, but Bon Jovi's way better than all these hair bands.
I didn't disagree.
So if you don't like Bon Jovi, I'm not saying I go out to all John's concerts and lick
John.
To lick his
he's on a first name basis with him,
but
John.
There's still that longevity. They're around, you know.
And that's don't fine, but I think
I want to say
I think they are the girly. Of metal or of rock, I'm sorry, they're too girly for me. And yes, I don't care
Poison
if Poison
looks like.
I chicks. Don't care if Poison looks like chicks. They look like chicks when they come out. They don't look like chicks now. Come on, Keith,
Bobby
fight
Doll
me.
On, after a show at the Civic Arena, Bobby Doll was on Liberty Avenue. I was going to give him a ride just to see what happened. You know,
well, I mean, if you like guys, that's not my problem.
You and Eddie Murphy and Hugh Grant should all get together and do that.
Huh? Poison looks like chicks and Poison looks like chicks. Plus,
I don't. I didn't say he looked like a chick. I said they are like chicks.
Bon Jovi rocks 10 times harder than
that. Hey, Carrie, are you talking about the band Thunder? Do you guys know the band Thunder?
Vaguely, but yes.
What? You don't like them?
They're Asian. right?
No. All right, guys. Let's move on. Okay, it's enough with the poison and the arguing. Lily, is there anything else you want to add before we? Because I could tell Keith is like he's raring to fight.
We'll let him go, please.
What do you got, Keith? You got a couple more for us, buddy?
Yeah, I'll agree with you on something, Lily. That I think the song "Silent Lucidity" by Queensrÿche is killer. But David Gilmour just called my phone. He said he wants Pink Floyd's song back. But it's still a great song.
That was last week's show, bro.
But it does sound like Comfortably Numb. I'm just saying.
All right. Still a great
song. Is it time to bring up that band from Steubenville with Rick Witowski?
Who's that?
You know what I'm talking about. You guys don't know? All right, we'll talk about it after. We'll talk about it after.
Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because nobody else here knows it. But so we should take Carrie. I would love to talk to those guys. Thunder is one of those bands I think is really underrated. And so if you know them, email me, dude, because I want to meet them. I want to have them on the podcast. If you guys don't know Thunder, you guys should know Thunder. They're a very, very good band. So what do you got? You guys got a few more you want to chime in with here before we move on to something else? Remember, it's audio here, so talking is important.
Oh, we're supposed to do that? I forgot Damn Yankees by High Enough by Damn Yankees on my ballads list, too.
I love the Damn Yankees. So I thought it was a great band. Keith, what do you got, buddy? You got anything else for us? You got a couple more you want to end? Parting shots?
This band here made a freaking career out of making acoustic records. You remember this album or the band called Days of the New? They had a song
Stand.
The entire record was just like acoustic, just jams. So they kind of made an entire career. I don't know where they went after that, but I mean, Days of the New had an entire record of just acoustic jams. So there you go.
Awesome. Days of the New, and they had some great acoustic jams, of course. And what about you guys like Sound of Silence, the remake of that by that? Yeah. What do you think about that, Keith?
Yeah, it's gutsy. I mean, it's gutsy to do a song like that. I mean, but I think that he does a very good job of it. A lot of people really dig it. I mean, it's really hard to kind of like outdo the original versions of stuff, but I think he does a very good job.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it kind of like when I remember hearing the song, like thinking it kind of begged to be done in a kind of heavy kind of way, and I thought that they did it justice. Lily, got anything else you want to add, sweetie, before we go to the next thing?
I think I'm good.
We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play the last band of the night, and this is a band called Sown Sec. Arian. Oh, and by the way, this has got a few naughty words in it. Uh-oh. So you might want to plug your bloody fucking ears.
Oh my God.
What?
I didn't understand
is
it
Is that
either.
A good Cockney accent, Carrie? Carrie, help me out. You're from jolly old England. Help me out. Secretarian Sown on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
dumbass.
Oh, you think this is funny?
Okay. All right, everybody. So that was, what was that? That was so good. I forgot what I was doing.
He was mystified.
That was Sohn. Oh, no, yeah, it was Sohn, Sectarian. That chord progression at the end, Keith, that took me back to like a Sting thing. There's some Sting song that has that sort of thing going on. Like, I don't know, something off one of the first two records he did, you know? I thought those guys did some cool stuff with like different chords and I don't know. What do you think? You like that at all?
That was cool, yeah.
But you don't think they were too much of a Tool ripoff, though, do you?
What's that?
You don't think they were too much of a Tool ripoff, or?
A lot of people rip off Tool, man.
I got you. I hate when people rip off my Tool. That just is one of the
That's
worst things.
That's kind
of
terrible.
Ever. That's just.
I mean, Chevelle's made a career out of ripping off Tool. You know what I mean?
Oh God, we've been having a good time tonight. too much good. Fun. Hey, Keith's been watching a lot of Netflix. Keith, have you seen anything good on Netflix?
Yeah, I watched I watched 16 episodes of The X-Files the other day on Netflix and on my little my cable thing. The new cable company I have here did it to me, so I've been watching X-Files like crazy.
Cool.
With no lights on, so I'm scared to death half the time.
I want to thank Lily V6, Ken Cadaldo, Wolf Customs, Keith Hawkins, and Raven Dodson all for sharing the podcast. So actually, I think I can just share it.
You can just do that.
I can share it. Just
everybody should be sharing it.
Yeah, guys, please, just share the damn thing because it gets it out there, you know. And this is more of a chance for people to hear great bands, you know, that you really because everybody goes like, "There's no good music anymore." There is great music. Tune into Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We had Hand of Dimes. They opened the show. Then we rocked it out with Butcher Babies, and we ended up with Sohn. I'm going to go ahead and give you all the stuff on these bands real quick. Just give me a minute here, guys. Butcher Babies. ButcherBabiesOfficial.com is their website. I couldn't make that work tonight, so you can find them on Facebook. So Facebook.com/ButcherBabies, just like it sounds. Sohn is S-O-E-N. You can go to SohnMusic.com. And Hand of Dimes, great rock and roll. Just great straight up rock and roll, handofdimes.com. Check them out. They might be coming to your neighborhood. If they're playing, dude, go see them. Rock out with them. Have a good time. That's what it's all about. So we had a really good time tonight talking about acoustic. And I had some stuff I pulled off the internet. We don't even need to really mess with that. I think that Lily and Keith did a great job of chiming in with some great ideas. And great thoughts
that
and
is
great
true,
research.
Though. You should be probably like basking in our greatness right now.
I really am. I am.
Just to rock your freaking world.
I am like I so.
You probably should start paying us at least some, you know, more than people making a sweatshop somewhere.
More
you
than know? People making a sweatshop.
Oh, yeah, Keith, I love you.
Well, here's to my good friends, Keith and Lily. Thank you so much. You guys are freaking awesome. Thank you very much. So,
I'm blushing.
Keith, any parting thoughts or parting shots for the kids tonight?
Yeah, I think one band we forgot to mention was maybe never got lumped in with. I don't like to lump them with the hair band stuff because even though they had the hair, they used a lot of really acoustic driven songs.
I know what he's going to talk.
Like
I know what you're. I was going to say Tesla. Yeah.
Tesla gets under the radar. I think they had some good straight-up rock songs, but they also had a very acoustic-based, a string of hits, man, with that, you know? Love Song, Little Susie, I mean, it goes on and on.
Modern day cowboy.
Yes, sir.
I am, like, so not worthy.
That rock.
I wouldn't lump them in with the hair metal bands at all.
Yeah, they were a little bit...
I feel like they're kind of own thing, sort of. Even.
Yeah, well, during the whole hair metal thing... They didn't. They had long hair, but they were kind of like more of a jeans and t-shirt kind of.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Not the leather chains.
Categorized at times.
Yeah. Great songwriting, and they're still out there. I am trying. Hey, if anybody knows Frank Hannon, I'm trying to connect with him to get him on the podcast. I've emailed him. He's got his own record label. He produces some very cool bands. So if you guys know Frank, hook me up. I really want to meet Frank. I really want to get him on the podcast. So, Lily, what do you think? Any parting thoughts? Anything we didn't cover? Anything you're going like, we didn't mention?
No, I think I got everything on my list because Keith had my other part of my list and everybody on Facebook had my third part of my list. So I think we've got everything
that
I wanted to talk about.
All right. Lily, why don't you go ahead and plug your show? I know you have some events coming up.
Yep. So I do Hot Licks with Lily 6 on Rock Rage Radio every Thursday night at 10. It's a free app you can download on your phone, or you can just stream it off the website at rockrageradio.com. Also go to the Facebook page. There's all kinds of live events. There's tons of shows. In fact, Saturday we will be at the CD release party, Lou and I, for Silk Nine and special guest After the Fall.
Silk Nine has been a favorite of the Ludini and Roll Circus since the beginning when Kevin and I were on. It was one of the first bands that we played, and we love Silk Nine, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them live.
Yeah, so they're going to be at the Oakmont Tavern on Saturday, and we will be there.
Donna Egmont Tavern.
Yep.
Hey, Keith. Hey, Keith, remember Egmont Tavern?
I've played the Egmont Tavern several times.
I'm sure you have. Anything, hey, Keith, any announcements, anything you want to talk about? So Keith is...
I want to put a public bounty on the moving company that's going to bring my stuff. Put a bounty on your fucking head that's going to bring my stuff.
He needs his stuff.
Seriously, guys, Keith has moved to New Orleans over 2 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks now, and he's been living there with no furniture. I'm looking at his house right now. There's like a shelf and like a bottle of water.
There's like a thing there.
There's like nothing.
And he's a hammer.
And a hammer. And he's got his Bob Ross t-shirt on.
So when they show up, I'm going to beat them in their freaking head with it.
At least you have your Bob Ross t-shirt, Keith.
And the puppy.
I thought this was fitting for it. You know, we were talking about mellow stuff, and I wanted to bring Bob into the equation because he is a mellow dude.
It's a perfect little tree right here, you know.
Yeah, there's no accidents, man. No mistakes. It's just happy accidents, bro. That's
just
all.
Happy accidents. I had a happy accident today. I had to change my underwear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's worse.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging. Bill Mank. Billy Mank. Finally. We've been waiting all night for you to show up. And here it is. We're getting
Billy.
It's like the guy that shows up at, like, you know, you're just like, hey, Keith, you've had this happen, right? You're playing the gig. You're playing 10 till 2. It 1:55, some guy comes up and goes, "You mean you guys are done now?" I'm like, Where were you?
Where have you been all
night?
Billy's the type of dude, you need to tell him like 2 hours beforehand so he'll show up on time. Then, yeah?
Billy, we love you, man. I know you've been sick. I know you broke your ankle. We're just having some good fun on you, dude. We love you, man. Thank you. Billy has been a big supporter of Ludini Rock and Roll Circus and Hard Rock and Metal Circus. So
yes, sir.
We really appreciate you, buddy. So thank you so much. We'd like to thank everybody that participated tonight. all our friends on who posted on our Facebook posts, who shared the podcast. You guys are just bad MFers. Tim, Andy, Dave, Robert, Carrie. We love all you guys so freaking much. Robert, we really do appreciate it. Billy Mank, of course, for always chiming in. Ken Cadaldo and
Jason Pinkney.
Jason Pinkney, all the guys that chimed in. It was very cool tonight, and we do appreciate all the feedback and all the people that shared. So this is your last chance. Hit that share button, guys, before we get out of here. You've been listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com to check out all the great Ludini swag that's going on there. We've got merchandise. We've got all kinds of cool stuff. Also, hey, guys, if you're interested in getting some behind-the-scenes stuff, you want to know a little bit more about how hard rock and metal music is written, produced, etc., check out LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. Join me in my inner circle. You can check out some of the cool stuff that Keith and I did with some of the drum recordings we've done and some of the songs we've been writing. It's been a lot of fun, so you guys want to check that out. And that is pretty much about it. Guys, remember, like and share the podcast. Share this MF-er because this is how this amazing music gets out to the masses. It is you. Yeah. It's on.
That's the whole point.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point of it. So, all right, guys. I'm going to end the night with a song about Janet Jackson. It's not a song about Janet Jackson. It's a song about Janis Joplin. And, it's checking. It's called Pagan Mama. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. Lily V6, Keith the Hawk Hawkins, chiming in from Nolens, and it's getting better all the time. We'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
say.